time for Snack Checker.
The search for Edmonton's ultimate snack. It's time for the Snack Checker.
And with us, the guru of snacks, Edmonton AM's Claire Bonnieman.
Edmonton AM's Claire Bonnieman. Here, the princess of snacks is Claire Bonnieman.
We are in well into the mid-20s, I think, on our search for Edmonton's ultimate snack. Three qualities. We look at taste, convenience, and satisfaction. So today, all the food we have is from Chilean Corner. So it's a family-run Chilean bakery. They're at the Old Strathcona's Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. And they've been making sweets and empanadas at farmers markets in Edmonton for 5 years. So in front of you, we're snack-checking the empanadas today. So we have an empanada de piño and an empanada de pollo. So one is chicken.
Pollo is the chicken.
I'm so proud of
you. Thank you.
So anyways, the pollo is the chicken, and then the piño is the beef. And it's a traditional Chilean empanada. So it's got raisins and olives in there.
Yeah,
it tastes which is really good.
Three, two, one, eat!
Oh, there we go.
That was like four.
Oh, my chopsticks are already dangerous. Starting with this was a bad idea.
I think this might be the perfect weekend not to take off, but to take slow.
Take slow. All right. Yeah. So what is our first step to getting our zen on?
Well, a great way to spend some downtime is thinking about health. And in my case, that means watching other people do healthy things. And this weekend, of course, is the ITU World Triathlon. And so you guys are two brothers who created a terrifying thing. Are you trying to hurt people?
Well, trying to scare people, and I guess it's working.
I know we're supposed to move, but we haven't left this
room. We're really not accomplishing.
Oh my god, oh my god, Kim, oh my god, Kim.
What? Yes.
Come here.
Okay, what?
Look in that.
What is it? What is it?
Something just ran past the wall!
Really?
If you do really want to entertain Garrett, it might be worth it to jump north to Castle Downs.
Oh.
There you will find my favorite Canada Day pastime, a jumpy tent. Or bouncy castle.
Bouncy castle, yes. Okay.
Depending on
jumpy
your...
tent.
Jumpy
where
tent.
Are you from?
I'm just
come
reading
from?
It off the website.
They call it a jumpy tent?
Yes. Which makes me think it might be different than a bouncy castle.
I don't think so.
Either way, I think it warrants another
Edmonton Unless there's a
Edmonton
whole other
AM
breed of inflatable party towns.
Claire, what do the people need to know?
Well, I'm glad you're sitting down. I have a reason to believe that the city's fitness studios and bakeries are teaming up to boost business.
What? How could this happen? Where did this all begin?
Well, if you'll mind the pun, I caught the scent of this during the show last week.
Now, this is my first baby lab time class. Do you have any advice for me going into it? I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Just use your best. Put on your best singing voice. Smile. You might want to crawl around a little bit. I don't know. Maybe that will help.
Okay. Slowly, slowly.
So I asked for all communications between Energy Minister Margaret McQuaig Boyd and her chief of staff from the dates of April 8th to May 29th of this year. So basically from the day Kinder Morgan pulled out of the Trans Mountain Expansion Project to the day the federal government announced that they would buy the pipeline. What I got in return was 28 pages of internal documents, mostly emails and speech notes, things like how to answer reporters' questions, how to square the difference between the federal and provincial NDP's position on the pipeline.
So what did you find?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is what you'd expect. Messages like the NDP will only accept one outcome, the construction of the Trans Mountain expansion to Tidewater, and that the Constitution is clear in supporting the project.
Yeah, so those are all things we've been hearing from the Premier.
Exactly. But there was also quite a lot of finger-pointing, too, unsurprisingly, at BC. The notes also mention the federal NDP and how, quote, their leader Jagmeet Singh continues to demonstrate how irrelevant he is on this matter. So some pretty strong words, but nothing compares to how many notes are focused on UCP leader Jason Kenney.
You know those times that happen when somebody who's like super competent either leaves your company or they retire, and you think, oh, we're going to get some loser. Like, there's no way anybody can be as good as them.
We cannot match this level of talent with the new guy.
Right. So that was the case when Pam Petrin was our technician here for many years. I think she was here for 20 years.
Mm.
And she did a tremendous job. And we were so bummed out when Pam left.
Yes.
And thought, how is that going to work out? It's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out.
Actually, it turned out great because we found Claire Bonnieman. Claire joined us, I think, about 6 months ago and has proven to be the young spark plug we've been looking for this show. And
I thought I was the young spark
plug. No, you're not anymore. Claire is it. And so I just want to say that Claire has been fantastic. And here she is with us this morning.
Oh, good morning, Mark.
How do you feel, Claire?
Now I'm blushing.